You've been listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio for, by, and about the Shoe Swap. Community radio is volunteer radio. That doesn't mean it's free, however. Rent, utilities, and the technology needed for broadcasting is financially supported by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. Did you know any donation over $20 made towards our rent is eligible for a tax receipt? Every little bit helps keep the music playing. To find out more, go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca. While you're there, fill out a membership. Only $20. Join us and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week, Live in the Shoe Swap, features the sunny Greenwich-inspired music of the Mike Allen Quartet, who are touring BC and Alberta with a new disc entitled A Celebration of Sunny Greenwich. Up next is a composition written by Sonny, dedicated to Django Reinhardt, named after his final resting place, Fontainebleau. First, though, Mike gives a shout-out to his band.
Let's give props to the guys here.
Sure.
The drummer, first of all.
Yeah.
The solo.
Yeah.
The one solo there. It just seemed like you thought he was done, but he always kept cranking it up one level.
Dave is like a composer, an arranger when he solos. He's always thinking of how to keep referring to the song. And there's some drummers when they solo, they're really into their technique and their rhythms, and they just that's what they do when they solo. But Dave is always hearing the song. He's actually sort of singing quietly the song as he's playing. So everything he plays relates to the song, which keeps everybody, you know, really grounded in the music. And so then that's the way he can just do not too much stuff, but it all relates to the song, and then he can build on that and build. And every chorus he builds, if he takes a long solo, seems to really tell a story.
And Mr. Holy.
Steve. Yeah, Steve is a very interesting person. He just loves to hold it down. He loves to be, you know, the bus driver in the band and just play. I think he's happiest when he's just playing quarter notes and he's just laying down a big, fat, greasy, swinging groove.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then he'll surprise you and he'll play some gorgeous, beautiful solo. And it just seems to come out of nowhere because it's just this extra, it's icing on the cake with him. You know, and Miles, of course, is...
How long have you been playing with Miles now?
Well, he was the first musician I played with when I got... maybe the second musician I played with when I got to Vancouver in 95. And he's on about 10 of my albums. And we worked together. When I ran the jazz program at Western Washington University, he was the guy I hired as my right-hand man to write arrangements for the students, to teach guitar, piano, bass, to play in the ensembles with me, with the students, so that we could mentor them. So we've been doing that. We've toured in throughout Canada. We've gone to Finland together to play. She's done a lot of music, you know, with other people as well, but Miles and I share a very strong bond musically. We just seem to know each other's playing so well, and as human beings, so that's why it works so well.
He's pretty versatile. He plays piano, guitar, and it's rumored he plays other stuff.
Well, he plays bass. He plays saxophone. That was his first instrument.
Oh, wow.
And he's working on guitar right now. He plays flute as well, so...
Thank you.
That's all the bop for now from Mike Allen and his quartet. I'm Richard Sevigny, saying thanks for tuning in and supporting Community Radio. I hope you can come back to this time slot next week for more live in the Shoe Swap.